You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Friday, May 13th. Yes, it's Friday the 13th, and we're using the iRiver with the microphone and headphones that we got, the Altec Lansing. And we have a special treat. I am driving over to the boyfriend, so just like John Ong does his podcasts, you're going to get to drive along with me. Let's put the seatbelt on, and we can get moving here, because I'm going over to the boyfriend's for his dinner party, and I have no idea what the traffic's going to be like. It is 5:44 in the evening, and we are now leaving my condo. I hope to goodness I can get there by 6:30. What's this lady doing? Okay, she's turning that way. Okay, let's see. I have no idea what this sounds like in the car, but, and this is our first podcast driving in the car and recording with the iRiver. And I think it's a little warm in here, so I'm going to turn on the AC. Even though it's not that warm outside today, it seems like it feels like it's humid. I mean, it's probably in the mid to high 60s, but outside it feels like, or even inside, it feels like it's warm or humid. So, that, and of course, the more humid it is, the warmer it feels. Now, let's see, what can we talk about? Oh, Friday the 13th. I don't know if that means anything to anybody, or if they, or if you, even are superstitious, but nothing too drastic happened to me today. Of course, I'm sitting on a red light right now, so there's plenty of time to talk about things. Little things happened, like a button came off my pants today, the pocket that holds my wallet, so I had to. I wanted to wear these pants tonight, so I had to iron on the button, which is not a big deal, but I'm not a professional seamstress, even though, well, and I have no fashion sense, so. But anyway, I was able to sew the button back on with no problem. And I'm not, I'm thinking about the boyfriend's dinner party. He didn't have me bring anything, so I hope that's okay. And the my friend David called, and I gave him some directions to the boyfriend's house, and hopefully he'll be able to find it. And I don't think he's too happy, because he thinks that there's going to be couples at this dinner party, and I don't really know if there's going to be or not. It the way the count goes, it is going to be, but you know, I won't know until I meet these people and hear from the boyfriend what's up with that. But, so, let's see. I'm tired. I am so tired. It's like I wrote on my blog yesterday, the dream I had about being on a treadmill and there's no stop button. It feels like I am just on the go. It seems like I've had a million things to do at work, and I got about a half million of them done today, but that means when I go back on Monday, I'll have a million things to do. But I always catch up. It's just like, oh good, the light's changing. Excuse me. Let's see. What was I saying? Oh, there's never any. Well, it seems like I'm always behind. I'm always running on the treadmill, and I'm always behind. There's not enough time to do everything that I want to do. And I have no, before, or, you know, in the recent past, I've had plenty of time to, like, lay around and watch TV and just play on the computer, surfing the web and reading blogs and stuff. And now it's like, man, I don't have any time. The time just goes so damn fast. It's just never seem to catch up. I'm driving through my old neighborhood, actually, and man, this neighborhood has gone to hell in a handbasket, if that's the right term. These houses were built in the early to mid-50s, and they're all, well, when they were first built, they were all the exact same style. Three bedrooms, one bath, tiny kitchen, and driving through this neighborhood, I see that they, well, of course I've seen it because I've driven through here before, but everybody, almost everyone, has put some kind of addition on their house, and it's like they didn't use an architect when they did it. There are just like boxes just, you know, clamped on the side of the houses, and they look awful. This is like probably the most white trash neighborhood that I can think of, except for maybe a trailer park, but we don't have any trailer parks around here. The one thing I do like about this neighborhood is that it's all the trees are very tall and very grown. It's not like a new neighborhood where they just planted trees and you can tell, but all the trees are huge, and right now they have they all have leaves on them, so that's, you know, pretty part. But all these houses, oh my god, they're so fucking ugly. It's a good thing my mother moved out of this neighborhood when she did, because it's just going down the hill. And actually, this is like, for me, it's like a, not a shortcut, but a back way to get to the main highway, I guess. I'm passing my elementary school that I went to for grades 4, 5, and 6. And I'm trying to think, that doesn't really bring back a whole lot of memories just looking at that school. But, let's see. Oh, I was listening to, Wanda Wisdom, of course, because I listen to her every single day. That woman, I don't know, she's got some kind of, she's not even a woman, it's a drag queen, I know, but, I know that she refers to herself as she, so, of course, that's her persona, I guess. But anyway, I was listening to her, and let me just stop for a second. I say, but anyway, a lot, don't I? I listen to two of my podcasts, and I realize that I say that a lot. I say, but anyway, or, you know, anyway, and I need to think of a different phrase to say. But anyway, I was getting back to Wanda. She was having some technical difficulties with her podcast, and she... We got to listen to her walk through how she does her podcast, you know, recording sounds and using the iRiver and using a program called Audacity to do her recordings. Now, I use, of course, I'm a huge Apple computer fan, so I try to use all the Apple software, and I have the Apple program called iLife, which is a suite of programs that, you know, for music and photos and all this stuff, but the part of it that I use for my podcast is called GarageBand. I've mentioned it a couple times that I use GarageBand, but there goes a big old motorcycle. The problem with GarageBand right now, or at least unless I've been unable to figure it out, is that you're limited to 30 minutes of recording of, you know, some kind of audio, whether it be music or voice. Oh my god, excuse me, the traffic up here is so fucking backed up. This is going to take me far fucking ever to get to his house. And he wanted me to be there early. Well, just have to get through it, I guess. Anyway, I was talking about... See, there I go again. Anyway, I was talking about Wanda, and she was walking us through it. It was kind of funny because you could hear her playing in the background audio that she had recorded earlier, and, you know, at the same time that she was recording herself live. I mean, it was kind of strange, because you were like hearing her twice. But I, listening to her talk, I knew what she was doing. I mean, I could figure out what it was she was doing. Damn it, I'm not going to get through this light. Fuck. But if I go forward, I don't know where that comes out, so I have to just sit here. So I hope that Wanda gets her audio problems figured out. I hope I get my audio problems figured out. Well, not that I have audio problems, but I'm still learning how to use the levels and the volume control on in GarageBand. And one thing I do like that I learned, excuse me, I'm going to cough. One thing I do like that I learned is the volume control of how to like fade in and fade out of music. And I've done that a little bit, as you've heard on the recent podcasts. What else? I don't have any show notes or notes of things to talk about. I'm just rattling on here. I thought this traffic might move a little quicker, but I am at a dead stop. Absolutely dead stop. And I've already been on the road for 10, 11 minutes. And I haven't even gone maybe a mile or two. This sucks big time. So, boyfriend, if you're hearing this, you know that I'm sitting in traffic. Or at least that I was. Of course, you won't hear this until I decide to post it. I also listened to Mr. Poos today, and it sounds like he is in, I think he said Tennessee, on some vacation with his ill father, and I think he's staying with his mother, but poor guy. Even though he was talking about his father's illness and all, he's still funny as hell. Okay, people, go! Go! Fuck. Oh, God, now you're going to hear that I am a terrible driver that I... Okay, go, go. Green light, go. Go, go, fucker. Oh, don't stop for that, asshole. Damn. Go, go. Damn. Okay. Now, that was a terrible display of my road rage driving. And I'm going to refrain from doing that again. And it's funny because I'm saying go, 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 and there's no, you can't even see what I'm saying it to, who I'm saying it to, or whatever. But, which is funny. Of course, now I'm go from one light to the next, and now I'm sitting again. And I can see in front of me that there's just a string of red lights. I don't know how people do this commute thing. I'm 10 minutes from work. Well, on good days, I'm 8 minutes from work. Coming home, it's a little longer, but generally it's 8 to 10 minutes. And I don't know how some people just sit in traffic and sit in traffic for fucking hours, and I just don't get it. But that's what I'm doing tonight, because I'm going into the city to see the boyfriend and have a dinner party. Oh, I'm so tired. I just want to go to sleep. I can't sleep in the car. That would suck. And now I just saw that light turns yellow and red, and maybe 4 cars got through. Fuck. I hate traffic. I don't know if that is coming across in this podcast, but I fucking hate traffic. And dumb, you know, stupid drivers, they just... You know, there's nobody in front of you. Put your fucking gas pedal on. You know, press the gas pedal and move. Don't sit there like a bump on a log. Oh, I shouldn't be talking like that. Let's see. I have been recording for 14 minutes now, and I have not gotten anywhere. I think I will end this part of the podcast, and in a second... you'll hear me talk again. Maybe I'll talk about the dinner party, or maybe I'll even record a little bit at the dinner party. We'll see. Anyway, enough for now. You will hear from me soon.
Do you find yourself up all night looking at inappropriate things on the internet?
Oh yeah, midget porn. I love midget porn.
Do you find yourself repeatedly showing up late for work?
French fries do not make themselves. You need to be here on time every day.
Luckily for you, there's an answer. It's the Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call from Juan Wisdom at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
Yeah? Who is it?
Get the hell out of bed, you dirty whore.
That's right. Wake-up calls aren't just for hotel stays anymore. Now you, too, can get a personalized wake-up call from America's top podcasting drag queen, Wanda Wisdom of LuckyBitchRadio.com.
If you don't get your fat ass out of bed right now, Mary, I'm going to come over there and smack you silly.
It's Wanda Wisdom's Drag Me Out of Bed wake-up call coming soon. Head over to LuckyBitchRadio.com for more details.
If you wouldn't have sat around on the internet all night looking at porn, I wouldn't have to call your sorry ass now, would I?
You've never had a drag queen get you up quite like this. Check it out over at LuckyBitchRadio.com.
Welcome back. Now we're at Studio A in my condo, and it's Saturday afternoon, May 14th. I know I got the date wrong on the last podcast, but I have the date right now. I want to tell you about the dinner party last night. There were some really nice guys there, really hot guys, and the boyfriend made a delicious dinner. He made a leg of lamb and risotto with caramelized onions. That's what it was. However, for me, because he knows I'm such a terrible eater, he made a steak and mashed potatoes for me. And when we brought the food out, because I was helping him serve, all the other guys were like looking at my steak like, ooh, that looks awfully good. But they enjoyed the meal and we had some great conversation. I didn't record anything there because I was totally not even thinking about podcasting and I didn't take any pictures, so I have nothing to share audio-wise or visually, I guess to say. But it was a great dinner party. I think everyone had a good time. I haven't heard from my friend David, so I don't know what he thought of it, but I'm sure he enjoyed the meal. So now I'm doing laundry and cleaning up my house and doing this podcast because the boyfriend's coming over in a couple hours and we're going to spend the evening together. So that's what I'm doing. And now I decided to do something a little different. Or I think I did this just once before, but I'm going to do it again. I recorded an audio clip off of a DVD and we're going to have Guess the Movie Time. So listen to this audio clip from a movie, and if you know what it is, which I'm sure you will, I want you to email me, leave a comment on the website, or call the voicemail, and let me know if you know what movie it is. So take a listen.
Welcome to our series on exploring your masculinity. This is audio tape number one, Getting a Grip. Are you dressed in suitably masculine attire?
Very.
Are you in control?
Yes.
Are you ready to take charge? Are you a man?
Yes.
Stand up. Stand straight and tall. Excuse me, are we a little teapot? Untuck your shirt. Just one side.
Oh.
You hate this, don't you?
Well, look at it.
You want to be neat. You want to be tidy. Adjust yourself. Not there. The package, sissy man. The family jewels. Grab 'em. You're in a bar room.
Okay.
Repeat after me. Yo.
Yo.
Hot damn.
Hot damn.
What a fabulous window treatment.
What a fabulous
window. That was a trick. We have come to the most critical area of masculine behavior.
What?
Dancing.
Dance?
Truly manly men do not dance.
Oh, come on!
Under any circumstances, this will be your ultimate test. At all costs, avoid rhythm, grace, and pleasure. Whatever you do, do not dance.
I won't.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Can you hear the demon? Dance, the demon whispers. Everyone else is dancing. They're getting down. They're getting funky now. They're having fun. Not you.
No.
Catch the fever. Feel the heat of the disco beat. It's calling to you. Do not listen. Men do not dance. They work. They drink. They have bad backs. They do not dance. Hold still. Hold tight. Whatever you do, do not dance. What are you doing? Stop dancing, you big ballerina. Stop waving those hands. Aren't you listening, you panty waist? Stop it. Stop shaking that booty. Be a man. Kick someone. Punch someone. Bite someone's ear. Stop it. Get a grip. Think about John Wayne. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold doesn't dance. He can barely walk. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop dancing.
So, how did you do, pussy boy?
I'm sure after listening to that, you know exactly what movie it is, so feel free to leave a comment, write me an email, or call the voicemail. Let me know if you know what movie clip that is. So now we're going to finish the podcast for today and sign off. So I hope you enjoyed this show, the part of me driving to the boyfriend's house. I know my road rage was... Sad, but true. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend. So be sure to... And if you're a new listener, be sure to vote for Archer Radio on podcastsci.com. And you can do that easily by going to the website, www.archerradio.com. And at the top on the right side, put in your email address, click on the vote, the little vote button, and then check your email and confirm that that's the vote you want to make. And I appreciate it. I'd like to get off the bottom of the list. Okay, well, that's it for today. Have a great rest of the weekend. And actually, this is a rare weekend podcast. But anyway, check back on Monday or so. Check for another podcast. That's all for now. Bye.